It's dismal outside, and you are going to pretend to be my hardworking girlfriend. Not that you need to pretend to be hardworking, but I think you're due for some rest and some pampering, so I put you in the tub. When you get out, I have a surprise for you. Hey, baby. What took so long? I had time to get all your bras in the wash and everything. You're not supposed to stay in the bath that long without me. I was almost ready to get jealous. You weren't using our special bubble bath, were you? No, I know. Actually, it's all right if you were. It's just not fair that you didn't even get a minute to spare last weekend. Nice hot soak is the least you deserve after working the last 2 weeks straight. I hope it really did you some good. I'm sorry I can't give you a whole week off. Give you some rest and let you do that every night. Anyways, at least we finally got a weekend to ourselves, huh? That's a good start. You ready for dinner? Well then, come on. I've been dying for something to eat ever since you got home. I'm not going to eat you yet. Come on. So how's this? You like? What do you mean? What does it look like? I told you I was getting dinner ready. I just didn't say where. What's wrong with a blanket on the floor? Yeah, I know the living room isn't the usual spot for a picnic. It's just... Okay, it's a long way from our first date in the park. That wasn't the middle of a blizzard either, but the beauty of this picnic is... We don't just have a cheap cooler of snacks and sandwiches. Well, this time, there's fresh risotto on the stove. I have a nice Chardonnay chilling over there on the windowsill. There's no trees and no sunshine, but at least we won't be surrounded by screaming kids and eaten alive by the bugs. And there just might be one of your favorite pies for dessert. Yeah, I know we talked about going back there on our anniversary. And yes, we still should. But you know, that's months away, and it's been so shitty out there all week. I'm just about fed up with the snow already. And we've both been running nonstop to work and all over the place and everything. And most importantly, does it need to be a particular day or an anniversary to remind you that I love you? No. So... Get over here and get comfortable, Missy. Stop being a brat. That's better. Just face away from the window and you can forget how yucky it is outside. It's nice and cozy in here with the fire going and you can just sit back against the couch. Pretend it's a tree if you have to. And I have another blanket if we need to warm up. All right, where do we start? Oh, strawberries? See? Some things are still the same. Oh, I definitely remember we had some of those to snack on. But I didn't quite get around to feeding them to you like this. Open up. Good, huh? Wait, you left a little juice on my finger there. Yeah, you, have one for me? Okay, don't mind if I do. Oh, did I get a bit messy too, huh? Clumsy me, you'd better help. Thank you. So, did you actually... That first afternoon when we were at the park, that is, did you think about sharing the food like this? Serving each other? eating one another. I mean, I did. Strawberries are sexy, right? Yeah. The whole time we were eating, I wanted to be the one putting things in your mouth. Your beautiful mouth. Felt like it would have been cute. I was just... Well, I think I was too nervous at the time. I had no idea that you might have wanted that. It's strange to think about now, huh? You want another strawberry? Open up. I just love how you do that. But you haven't had anything to drink yet. You finally have time to really, really relax now, and you're out of work. So what are you waiting for? I'll go get those glasses. In fact, that fire's making me nice and toasty already. I think I'm getting a little hot in this sweater. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it's your fault. Why don't you get nice and comfortable, too? Whew. Too bad we couldn't hang out like this at the park, huh? I do love being out in the sun with nothing but a bikini top between me and the rays. But if I close my eyes, I can pretend. It feels close. The heat of the fire. It's really nice. Anyway, Chardonnay time, so here you go. Oh my God, do you remember how you brought that wine for the first time and I didn't even want to try it? Oh, you have changed my taste so much, haven't you? Back then, if it wasn't a beer, I had no idea what to do, that tomboy in me. You've been fancying me up, haven't you? Oh, and you had that awful cheap corner store stuff too, remember? How did we ever really think it was so good? No, actually, I didn't think it was any good. Not at first, anyway. Really? You thought I was just acting silly and making funny faces? No. It was because I didn't like it at all, but I wanted to impress you. So, like, I got used to it and took some time, but look where it got me. Ooh la la. Fortunately, we both ended up learning a thing or two about good taste. Eventually. Well, to be honest, I honestly couldn't believe that such a gorgeous girl actually wanted to hang out with the tomboy and me. So, well, I was trying to be a little sophisticated. Yes, I'm dead serious. Well, I thought you were way too classy for me, but I just right away, I knew I wanted to get closer to you. And if you were into something, then I was going to at least give it a couple good chances. It's so weird to remember what things were like, isn't it? That it was a whole different person you met back then? I mean, who knows? I may have developed some of these tastes on my own some other way. But there are just so many things that are special. They're special because we discovered them together. Oh, I am getting really cheesy now. I'm going to blame it on the wine. Or better yet, I'll blame you. You and your pretty face. And your pretty eyes. And your super hot body. That you are still hiding under that oversized t-shirt? Sure. You say it's just for comfort, but you know that wet hair and sweatpants just drives me crazy on you. Come here. Oh, yes. Those hands. thought I felt hot, but you're giving me goosebumps. Oh, well, okay. Yes, maybe I was trying to distract you. I wanted to see what you'd choose. Me or the strawberries. Oh, that's good. Two can play on that game. Wandering hands. Lucky for me, you didn't need to put a bra on before you came down here. That means all I need to do is get this out of the way. Oh, you're beautiful. So soft. You know what? Suddenly I'm really, really hungry. Let's just get everything out of the way while we're at it. Just move it all. Yes, yes, good. You didn't really need these sweatpants now anyway, right? We'll lay back. Yes, I know. Dinner's coming and I'm hungry too. I just need a little appetizer beforehand. First that neck. Best appetizer ever. Throat. Your throat. And this chest. Oh, tasty nipples. Don't worry about me. It's my turn to take care of you. Post-bath. You're all clean. Just for me. And I want to do my best. Because you do so much already. Yes. Right there. This is one taste I never had to get used to. Your center. I love the taste of you from the start. You're better than wine. Yes, even the good stuff. Good so far, huh? You sound like you like it. I hope so. I'm glad because you're delicious. I just want to do right by you all night. You don't have to come, but you can. You want me to go faster? Tap out when you're done. Either way. Just like that, I'll feel good for me. Done? What? Tapping out? You mean enough? I would never be done. More. Maybe later. We've got all night. We've got all weekend. Hey, let me help you up. Just get settled in there. You can stay naked. We Where are our glasses? Here's yours. There. How about we take a minute to finish these up? Then I'll top you off and then go bring some plates over. Don't want the risotto getting cold. And then, well, I don't know. It's your picnic. What's next? You'll have to let me know what else you need. No holding back. Oh, I like the sound of that. I'll put that next on the list. Like I said, we've got all night, baby. We've got all night, baby. Yeah. Whatever you want. Because I love you. I'm sorry we don't get a chance to do this as often as I'd like, but tonight, I want to make you feel good as much as I can. That's right. Always.